I'm just sitting on your front porch, wondering how could I be so far from my home. And my mind is somewhere else, but when I find it, I'll patch up where it's been blown. Now I'm just floating on the breeze, and I feel I'm falling like these leaves. I must be cornerstone. Oh, but when I reach that ground, I'll share this peace of mind I found. I can feel it in my bones, but it's gonna take a little time for me to set that parking brake and let myself unwind. Shine that light on me. I'll sit and tell you my story. Shine on me,
and I will find it home. I'm singing just for you. Welcome Into the Woods podcast for January 15th. Happy Martin Luther King Day. Shout out Martin Luther King. Happy Martin Luther King Day. I am your host, Ryan Woods. This is the Into the Woods podcast on Martin Luther King Day. And I just want you to remember, before you say mean things to a guy like Darren Revelle, if you're ever going to say something mean to Darren Revelle on Twitter when he says something stupid, which he tends to do sometimes, just know that he has a full collection of all the MLK memorabilia you could ever want. Okay? Happy Martin Luther King Day. Shout out Darren Revelle. Shout out Martin Luther King, man. Was today like his birthday or something? Or do they just throw this day in there? Martin Luther King Jr. Born January 15th. Look at that. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Martin Luther King. Communist. People labeled him a communist. Not me. I would never do that, but he was labeled that. What was Martin Luther King Jr. famous for? Civil disobedience. Good for him. Now, I had a week last week, folks. I've had a week. Since we last spoke, I've had a week. And there's been a lot of civil disobedience in my life. Shout out Martin Luther King. I have to admit to you that I had a long week and I knew the vibes were off. I will tell you that I'm part to blame for the Browns loss on Sunday. Why am I to blame for the Browns losing Sunday? Because I believed that they would win. I mean, they only showed me a shit ton of hype videos from their own accounts that were probably edited by some guy on Fiverr. And how cool they are and how they're going to go in and win. Nobody believes in them. And then they just don't show up to play. And they say after the game, yeah, we didn't show up. Well, maybe if you spent less time editing videos, posting them of yourself and how great you are. Just a personal opinion. I don't really like it. I know they're going to do it. I know it's the new age athlete, but he says as a 26-year-old man waving at a cloud, ah, these athletes these days, all they want is Instagram likes. But I knew the vibes were off because it started last week. Right after I recorded the podcast last week, there's within an earshot of my house, there's somebody that owns a dog that must just fucking hate their dog. And what I mean is, at about 9 a.m. every day, they put that dog outside, and for the next 6 to 8 hours, that dog is just woo, 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 woo. So I got home on like Tuesday of last week, and I just was like looking around, like, can I find where this dog is? Where's this dog at? I have to find this dog. Just so I could walk over to their house, knock on the door, and you know who would have answered the door. You know who would have answered the door. It'd be some fat Squidward looking broad. Okay, no disrespect. But it would be some fat Squidward-looking broad with a big t-shirt on. And I'd be like, hey, ma'am, do you own a dog? And she'd be like, who, Rocky? Or some goofy-ass name like that. Who, Rocco? I'd be like, yeah, Rocco. And it must be his name because he's just outside. You know he's outside barking all day. Oh, yeah, he loves being outside. Clearly not. Clearly not. Because when I had a dog, when I was a kid, and he liked being outside when it was cold out, he wouldn't bark at the door until he wanted to come in. And then what we would do is we'd bring him inside because we're not idiots. Not everybody deserves to have a dog. Just like not everybody deserves to have a kid. I think you should have to take a test for both. They shouldn't just be giving these things out. You shouldn't just be allowed to go down and just pick up a dog. And I know what people are going to say. Oh, Ryan, you adopt a dog. You rescue a dog. No, some people buy their dogs. Stop acting like you're some kind of hero because you rescued a dog. You just happened to go there and that dog happened to be there. You could tell me all about the invisible string theory and you meeting your dog and all this stuff and you got him from a pound and blah, blah, blah. No, you bought that dog. I don't care that they put the funny word adoption in front of it or they say you rescued him. Did you have to pay? If you had to pay, you bought a dog. You didn't rescue anything. You're not some goddamn hero. Oh. Ryan, why are you so mad about it? I don't know. I don't know why it makes me mad. Am I insecure? Yeah. Do I not? I don't want a dog. I don't need a dog. Why would I need a dog? Why would I need that added stress in my life? Do I sound like somebody who needs more stress in their life? I'm sitting here sucking on a Diet Coke. The can literally says, recycle me. See you again soon. Thing's flirting with me. That's fucked up. What the fuck, you know? Speaking of being cold, it's been cold as all fucking get out here. It's been freezing. And I hate when people complain about the weather, but I will admit there's one place in the world. Whenever I see an extreme weather event or whenever I see that like a hurricane is going for Louisiana or it's going to be 120 degrees in Phoenix or it's super cold in Edmonton like it has been this week where it feels like negative 45 outside, I don't feel bad for you. You knew the risk. Move. How many times are we going to do this? Oh, it's so sad out there. People are going to die. Or like when Buffalo gets 80 inches of snow. Hey, buddy, move. Clearly, this is an option every single year. This is going to happen. Get out. I'm done feeling bad for you people. And another thing about the weather, we've been over this. I hate when the weather, I hate this about the weather. I hate when you go to your weather app, you're like, what is it? What is the temperature outside? And it says 10 degrees. But then if you scroll down, it says, feels like -7. So guess what? It is -7. And don't tell me about wind chill. Whatever it feels like outside is what I'm going to have to deal with. So it is -7. It is not 10 degrees. If it feels like something, it is. Don't try to science me either. You don't know how it works. It's either it feels like -7, so it is, or it feels like 10 degrees. There's no like, oh, it's kind of in between. No. If it feels like -7, it is -7. That's all I have to say about that. But in Edmonton this past week, it has been, like, this is a good example. Edmonton right now, -16 degrees. Godspeed to those people, or whatever the hell. You people. I'm going to environmentcanada.com or .ca, sorry. It feels like -24 Celsius, or it is -24 Celsius, and it feels like -31, whatever the fuck that is. So, -25. It's going to be minus all this, all week. Those people are brave. Imagine you're a hockey player and you're just like, oh, I'm going to get... Their coldest temp was -37 Celsius in 2020. Their highest temperature on this date was 9.1 Celsius, 2014. I also love when people who don't believe in global warming are just like, see, it gets cold. Hey, liberals. That's my favorite thing about people. When global warming is brought up and then it's wintertime, so it gets cold for like a couple days, and then people are just like, hey, liberals. Cold out, global warming, where's it at? And they think it's the funniest shit. Everyone's like, so true. If global warming was real, I could put my coat in the closet forever. The worst person you know made a global warming joke. Like, wow, I wonder where that... We need a little bit of that global warming. I'm I'm just mad about everything. Because then on Tuesday, I get home, my internet stops working. And the fucked up part about that was, I just said, okay, well, we have errands to run. We had to go to the grocery store. We had to go to Trader Joe's. And you know my thing with Trader Joe's, where you go to Trader Joe's, and when they're checking you out at Trader Joe's, they're like, oh, have you ever tried this thing you're buying right now? It's really good. And you're like, hey, man, I know what you're doing here, but can you just put it in the bag? I'm glad that you think that the peanut butter cluster thing that I'm buying is really good. Okay? I'm hoping to like it. If I don't, it's $2.99. Whatever. Just please. Please. And then I'm there, and we get back. We go to Giant Eagle, buy some breakfast sandwiches. We get home. It's like 8:30 now. All of a sudden, internet's still not working. Still. So I'm getting pissed because I pay for the internet. I think I had my first old guy moment when my internet wasn't working. I was like, I pay for this. It should fucking work. And I knew it was windy. I knew it was windy. So I was like, I'm going to call. So I call them. And first you get a telemarket service or whatever, AI. And the fucked up thing about the AI is literally you will be talking to a robot. And I don't know where focus group they wanted this in, but they're just like, it's like, hey, oh, is this your name? And they tell you your name and it's like, okay. Then you like hear typing in the background. Like, why is that? Why is that? What focus group was like, you know what we need? We need the AI to sound like a human typing and working for them. People want that. Nobody fucking wants that. And so then I finally get through. They reset. First, they tell you to shut your modem off. So I do, or my router, which I bought on their recommendation. I bought the router and modem on their recommendation, like, shut it off. I'm like, okay, I haven't tried that 15 times before I called you because I didn't want to call you. But sure, I'll go ahead and shut it off. I shut it off. And they're like, okay, we'll send the reset signal now. And I'm like, wait. My modem's not even on. And they shut in the reset signal. It doesn't fucking work. And I'm like, okay, I'll call back. So I call back. I skip the AI bullshit. And then I get to a real person who's clearly not in my hemisphere. You know what I mean? I get on the phone with a woman from the internet company who's just clearly not on this side of the world. She's somewhere else. You can guess where she's at. She's like, you're my first customer of the night. I hope I do well. I'm like, I don't give a shit. Just fix my internet, please. I don't know what's wrong with it. She's like, okay, I see your modem here. But first, before I did that, I had to get interrogated. And nothing pissed me off more. I'm calling them. They're like, are you calling from this address? We have this address. I'm like, yes. They're like, okay, can you confirm your email? I'm like, this is my email. Can you confirm your phone number? I'm like, you have it. And then can you confirm your full name and your date of birth? I'm like, I'm just trying to get my internet to work, lady. I don't know why you're interrogating me here. Like, I'm trying to get through TSA or something. And then they're like, oh, it looks like we just reset it. How old is your modem? She goes, how old is your modem? And I go, oh, it's about 2 years. She goes, I bought the modem because of you. Because I didn't want to pay your $10 rental fee. You told me what modem to buy. There's no My parents are using a modem from 1960. From 1960. Their modem has to be so old. It's 25 years old. And they've never had any issues. But she's sitting there like, could be the modem. We'll send somebody out. I'm like, when will that be? She's like, tomorrow afternoon. Oh, Jesus. And I started getting snippy with her. I started getting fucking snippy with her. Because what do you mean? What do you mean tomorrow afternoon? So, whatever. I hang up. I get a text message from the owner of the company I get the internet through. And he's like, I hope your service went well. I know it could be frustrating talking into a call center. I'm like, you think? That wasn't the problem. The problem was my internet wasn't working. I don't care who works where. I never want to call you. I'm the best customer in the world. I will never call you. I will never, ever call you. I don't want to deal with people so little that I'm the best customer. As long as it works, we're fine. We're cool. Payments will get through. I don't even want to deal with it. But just what a nightmare. And then the guy shows up at my house. The internet started working, so I was like, oh, it works. You know, it's all good. He's like, okay, I'll go check the poll. And I'm like, okay, whatever you want to do, man. Then he calls me after. He's like, all good. And I'm like, thanks, dude. He's like, sorry that happened. I'm like, thanks. Me too. You know what I mean? Me fucking too. I got to check the score of this Blue Jackets game. Columbus Blue Jackets. Did they win? 4-3. Look at that. That's 4-3 is 7, folks. That's all we're looking for. 4-3 is 7. Ice people get 7. That's right. That is fucking right. What else, man? What else is going on? Anything good? What else did I want to talk about? I know I had something. Oh, dry January. Yeah. Yeah, so Dana gets on my case last week because I had a couple, or this weekend, because I had a couple drinks to watch the Browns. I had a couple drinks. And she's like, oh, you know, you probably drank so-and-so amount of calories because, you know, we're trying to get in shape for a wedding that's 9 months away. She's acting like I'm about to go beat David fucking Goggins. And I can't enjoy a beer or two. And I throw in an old-fashioned at the end of the night because I'm classy as all fucking shit. And she's like, oh, that's a lot of calories and alcohol. I'm like, bitch, I will fucking, oh, I didn't call her bitch, but I said some words, man. I walked away and said some words, you know me. I went down in the bathroom. My safe space is the bathroom. Yeah, because I have a short fuse, whenever Dana pisses me off, whenever my shit gets a little revved up, I legitimately storm away like a kid. I storm away, go downstairs to the bathroom, and like walk back and forth like a lion in the bathroom, like a caged animal. And I'm just talking to myself. Like I'm getting ready to go into a fucking heavyweight fight. I'm just like, oh, she doesn't fucking get it. She doesn't fucking get it. I can fucking drink if I want to fucking drink. Because here's the thing about dry January. Here's the thing about dry January. You think you're doing something good. Like, oh, I'm on dry January. I'm on dry January. Dry January is a spit in the face to people who have alcoholism. Alcoholics, think about the victory lap you're taking on alcoholics when you're like, oh, I'm doing dry January, because you're like, oh, hey guys, I'm taking your vice, and I'm just kicking it to the side for 4 weeks. Look, I can quit so easily, but I'll be back in 4 weeks. Haha, I'm not an addict. Haha, I just want to take a break. You're making fun of alcoholics by being on dry January. You think you're better than me because you don't have a drink on the weekends? I mean, you think you're better than alcoholics? I'm doing dry January. Dana's like, I'm doing dry January. What does that mean? You're going to drink in February? We're just back on the wagon in February or off the wagon in February? I don't know what the word is, dude. I'm just in a bad mood. Maybe it's because of the dried fruit I was eating as a snack earlier. I was like, do we have any snacks in this house? And I was like, oh no, I forgot. I threw all the bad snacks away. I have dried fruit like I'm about to join NASA and go to space. Or like I'm in the military. What do they eat in space? Does anybody know? Does any fucking nerd out there want to tell me? What do they eat in space? Types of space food. Rice and noodles. Green tea and soft drinks. Shrimp cocktails, cereal, and coffee. So I was eating worse food than they do in space. Awesome. Fucking dried strawberries. Oh, but maybe I'm in a bad mood because the Cleveland Browns lost in the playoffs. I know. Look, it's okay that the Cleveland Browns lost in the playoffs. They had a win of a season, considering all that went through, all they had went through, you know, from the downs of Nick Chubb injury, Deshaun Watson injured, back injured, three quarterbacks. Then you end up at Joe Flacco, which is like weird because he was on the Ravens and I hated him. And now I'm like, Joe Flacco's good. And then and all of a sudden, Joe Flacco wasn't good anymore. And I don't know if it's that he was bad all along and they were just covering it up. It's an incredible coaching job. Yeah. But dude, what a fucking bummer. there is legitimately nothing. I would much rather be losing in the playoffs as a Browns fan. Like, don't even get me started. I would much rather lose every year in the playoffs, like a Steeler fan, for example, than be at the top of the draft and losing every game every regular season like we had been. But I got to admit, it hurt really bad, dude. I was down horrendous when the Browns were just getting shit pumped by the Houston Texans. What a bummer. I can't think of anything that it hurts so bad. It hurt legitimately. I can't even fathom. I was excited too. I was like, they're going to win. Then they're going to go to Baltimore. Baltimore kind of sucks in the playoffs. People don't want to talk about it. They just want to keep telling me that Mamar is so good. But nonetheless, there I was, just sad, beaten down. Defense didn't want to tackle anybody. Offense couldn't get it going. Flacco throwing it to the wrong team. What a bummer. CJ Stroud is good. And then every Browns fan, dude. When will it end? When will my nightmare end of just like, oh, we could have had this guy at quarterback? Like CJ Stroud. Like, the Browns would have been bad enough to draft CJ Stroud. Then I said that to somebody. I was like, well, then you'd want them to be bad enough to bottom out to then get CJ Stroud. They're like, no, we could have traded for him. I'm like, okay. Okay, I guess we could have traded for anybody then. Why don't we add Jesus to the team? Why don't we trade for Patrick Mahomes? You know, what the fuck? Why don't we trade for everybody? What a stupid thing. We could have traded for him. Okay. Yeah, I'm sure the Texans will just, they'll just give us their quarterback. Oh yeah, they did that once. And people tend to forget the timeline when they're making their Deshaun Watson, CJ Stroud jokes. They tend to forget the timeline. Deshaun Watson asked for a trade. Then it started to come out that he was getting some massages on the side. And on the back. And the underneath. But nonetheless, the timeline was different. And it was like a big news that he was going to miss or that he was going to get traded. And then, of course, the bad stuff. And now he hasn't really been good at football. And, you know, Browns fans still want to sell me. Like, look, I'm as pessimistic or as they come at big picture stuff, but I'm optimistic in the moment. When they're about to play a game, I'm like, they can win. But I'm pessimistic when it's beyond. So I have to be honest with you. The Deshaun Watson that they tell you can play for the Cleveland Browns, the Deshaun Watson that I want to be on the Cleveland Browns, the reason he has the huge contract, the reason why it was a big deal that he requested a trade, the reason why Deshaun Watson was sought after by many teams, it's now been 3 calendar years since he's been that guy. 3 years. Kids that weren't even born when Deshaun Watson last played a football game where he was really good are now walking and going pee and poo by themselves. That's what I have to look forward to as a Browns fan. There are kids out there going pee and poo on a toilet by themselves. Maybe not perfectly, but they're going pee and poo without their mom and dad. And I'm waiting on the guy that's, it's been 3 years since he's played a you know, the level that he's supposedly going to be at. Why me, man? Why me? And you could bring up, Ryan, you could be a Packers fan, or you could be a Cowboys fan, and they just lose to the Packers all the time. And that would suck, because that would really suck. Being a Cowboys fan is so funny, because in sports, as fans and as observers, people tend to forget things that happened when they have the same people involved. Dak Prescott and Mike McCarthy are losers. So all year when it's like, Dak Prescott, Mike McCarthy, you're having a great year. Maybe this is the finally it. This is what they needed. But in reality, those people and those two guys are just losers. Just like Tony Romo was a loser. So Jerry Jones can fire Mike McCarthy and hire whoever he wants as coach. They also have another problem, Dak Prescott. I don't know what to tell you. But yeah, they only had 2 games, and the ultimate pain for me would be both the Steelers and the Buccaneers winning this tonight. When this, you already know the result when this comes out, so if the Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Buffalo Bills and Baker Mayfield wins a playoff game on the same weekend that the Cleveland Browns lost a playoff game, I will do unspeakable things. I might self-harm. I'm not saying I will self-harm. I'm saying I might self-harm. And by self-harm, I mean lay face down in a pillow until I can't breathe. You know what I mean? Or just turn all the burners on the gas stove and then without the flame, you know? Oh. Then I've had a hell of a week because I've been doing 30 minutes on the stair stepper. Hero. Been doing 30 minutes on the stair stepper. And there's always somebody on the stair stepper that just smells like shit or weed. What's the difference? I'm just on the stair stepper going to town, you know me, trying to get in shape. And then somebody gets on, smells like shit or weed. Same thing. Sucks. And maybe I smell like shit too, but I don't smell it, you know. But I was watching the Pat McAfee show. I think the Aaron Rodgers kook fest that goes on the Pat McAfee show has actually been good for the Pat McAfee show. Because now I'm like intrigued. So I had it on today. And I just don't know, just like the NBC sports broadcast where there's 35 people on the panel, what do a lot of the people on the Pat McAfee show do? Pat McAfee comes in and it's like, he just does Dallas Cowboys. They're in trouble. And everybody just goes, yep. And they'll start grumbling. Yep. And they have to like get to like each of the goons. They have to like go down the row. What'd you guys think? It's like, Dak sucks. It's like, well, Dan Quinn, head coach, backwards hat. And then everyone's just like, yeah, bro. Then it's Pat and Aaron talking about, dude, people might have been at Epstein Island. And Pat's like, they might have been, really? He's like, yeah, Jimmy Kimmel, he's worried about it. What if Aaron Rodgers, spin zone, Aaron Rodgers is accusing everyone for going to Epstein Island to cover himself for going to Epstein Island? Thoughts, comments, concerns. Hopefully this clip gets to Pat McAfee show and Aaron can give me a very baseline quote on it about how I actually was at Epstein Island. Did you need a passport? Was there TSA at Epstein Island? I don't know. Shout out Stephen Hawking. Bad week for Aaron Rodgers. Tough week for Aaron Rodgers. Guy's whining about Jordan Love. Then Jordan Love goes, wins a playoff game while Aaron Rodgers is sitting there accusing Jimmy Kimmel of being at Epstein Island and calling everybody who's vaccinated a pansy. I mean, does it get any better? So now I'm expecting in 15, 16 years that Jordan Love will be some kook. Maybe it's living in Green Bay. Have we considered the fact that Brett Favre started taking pictures of his lower half and sending them to people and being creepy, and Aaron Rodgers just growing a creepy mustache and a bad hairdo and doing all this weird stuff, because living in Green Bay might just be that sad. Let's just wait for the results on Jordan Love. He's fun and happy-go-lucky right now, but where will it be in 10, 15 years? Who knows? With that being said, I think I'm ready to get out of here, huh, folks? Enjoy the playoff games. Next week, best week of football, people are saying. I would say so. It's probably the best in the terms of the quality of football. Obviously, as we get further along, the teams get better because you weed out the bad ones. You guys know how this works. But nonetheless, thank you guys so much for listening. Follow me, links below. Subscribe to the show. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. I think we eclipsed 300 subscribers last week. I think we might be on the ups. Love you guys. Talk to you next week.
Everyone has choice. When to and not to raise their voices. True that decides where you will turn, while feeling that our love's such a concern. It's you that decides.